Al.
Hey, Chris, how are you today?
Fine, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you calling into the show. It's great having you coming to the Eugene area to play a little gig for us here at the Wow Hall. How is your day shaping up?
It is fabulous. I'm looking forward to coming to Eugene, Oregon. And, hey, Springfield.
Yeah, right.
The south end of the Willamette Valley. How else is my geography going?
No, you're doing great, though. I mean, you're a shining star here in the Pacific Northwest. You know, you still live here. You live just in, southwest Washington still, correct?
Yeah, I live just north of Astoria.
It's been our pleasure around here to see you play in a bunch of your bands. And myself, I've been watching you play since back in the 90s. I went and saw Nirvana at the Satyricon years ago. Some friends drugged me up there.
Oh, my God. What show did you see?
It was about 19. I think it was on the Bleach tour. And some friends of mine drugged me up to the Satyricon, which is one of the worst places ever to go, but a great place to see an up-and-coming band.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, it was kind of like CBGB's, which was... You know, we'll say that it wasn't a fancy place.
Yeah.
And then at that time, too, Portland wasn't really gentrified. So
no.
It was a little rough and tumble, but there was a lot of good music there. Yeah, I remember one show we did, Nirvana brought in New Year's Eve 1990.
That sounds
they
about
brought
right.
Brought in the new decade.
Was it at the Satyricon?
Yes, at the Satyricon.
That might have been it. Some friends drugged me up there and said, you got to come see this band. And I kind of was a little reticent to go just because it was a Satyricon. And I went up there.
Remember Taki Souvlaki's? It was George, the owner's brother. He was Greek. And his brother's name was, I think, was Taki, and he sold Souvlaki.
Yeah, it was in that little spot right next door to the Satyricon. Yep.
Like a little, he had a souvlaki window.
He came right from the bar.
Taki souvlaki.
Yeah. No, I remember that very well. And it's great to have you coming back. I've seen you in a few of your other bands as well, and now you have the new band Giants in the Trees. And you guys all met where you're living now?
Yeah, that's right. We live in the trees. We live on the Washington coast. And there was a call for a jam. I was part of it saying, hey, let's have a jam on this like Saturday afternoon. And three other people showed up. And then we just started writing songs and having fun. And I recognized that there were some really good musicians. I was amongst not only the trees, but amidst good musicians. And so we just started writing songs. And I don't think we've looked back ever since. And we've got a record out. We released an independent record, so we're totally indie. We released a record last November, and now we're working on our second album, which should be out this fall. And then we got some great gigs coming up, like Eugene at the Wow Hall, which that'll be my maybe fourth or fifth appearance there.
Yeah.
And we're going to do Safeco Field in Seattle with Foo Fighters. And we're going to do Cal Jam again with Foo Fighters and a bunch of other bands.
Foo Fighters are actually going to be in Portland here in about a week or so. Are you going to be on that bill as well?
No. You know, I was at the Foo Fighters Eugene show.
Yeah.
It was like earlier this year. Were you there?
You came up, did the encore up there with the Foo Fighters, correct?
At
Matt Knight.
Foo's.
And now you
they
guys...
drug me up there.
They drug you up there. I bet that was tough, right?
Oh, gosh.
Tough to
get
up there.
No. Get up there.
I've been checking out the new stuff, too. It looks like you guys are having a lot of fun, but also, you know, your press pictures all look like you're going to a barn raising or a hay baling or something like that. It's obviously...
That's our mystique because we're giants in the trees. And yeah. Remember, like, in the 70s, the Bay City Rollers?
Yeah.
How they had the tartans, and then they had, like, those bell-bottoms. And so, like, that's our look is kind of like, maybe we look like we're from Eugene or something. How's that?
You fit in well. That's absolutely the truth.
Yeah, we would fit in with that whole Eugene thing. You know, one time I was in Grants Pass, Oregon, and I was, like, rummaging through the secondhand store, and there was this photo album of this girl, like, back in the late 70s, and she was a Bay City Rollers fanatic, and there was all these, like, snapshots of her, like, hanging out at the hotel of the Bay City Rollers backstage and getting shots of them, like, running through crowds, like, and I should have bought it. It was, like, $5.
Wow.
And donated it to a museum, right, for fandom, but...
I've been looking at the stuff you guys have been putting out and actually getting familiar with Giants in the Trees. Looking forward to the show coming up in October on the 2nd at the Wow Hall. And your singer, Jillian, has an amazing voice. An amazing voice.
Can you stop? Can we stop the interview for 1 second, please?
Yes.
Okay, and we'll back up a second. There's interference.
Oh, okay.
Robert!
You all right?
Hey, Al, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
He'll be back on in a minute.
That's all right. Hey, I get it. It's all good.
You get all that time back, Al, so just go ahead and back up a little bit about Jillian.
No, I was just going to say, I've been listening to the stuff you guys put out, the first album. And by the way, I love the cassette touch where it looks like somebody just like made it in their basement and typed out the track listing
and
stuff.
Yeah, DIY.
That's awesome. But Jillian's voice is amazing. Where did you find her?
Well, she appeared. She is the wood nymph. She's an apparition who came down. And I saw it. I recognized it.
That's right.
And I'm like, you are welcome here, spirit. And, you know, we call her corn spirit. We call her mulch consciousness. She has all these, like, Oregon hippie names.
That's perfect.
And then mulch consciousness, because when she's mulching the garden or when she's working in the doing the corn, she's corn spirit.
When you guys are going to be touring, do you have someone you bring with you? Or you have friends that come with you? Who comes with you on the tour?
Oh, we just play by ourselves. Oh. I don't know who the opening bands are going to be.
Gotcha.
But, you know, we just bring our ensemble. We have a couple of backup singers. So, like, we try to put on a good show. We'll play for, like, at least an hour and a half. And, yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of good players. You know, Jillian's a great singer, and then we got a couple of great backup singers. You got Ray on slide guitar, electric guitar, Eric's on drums, and then I play bass and accordion. So
I saw that, and I heard that. That's pretty that's a new one. You know, not many people will rack up the accordion with the things that they play. That's almost a lost art, but you nailed it.
I think so, thanks. And I see that people, like, that's just part of the performance. Like, and the accordion is a jolly instrument. And, yeah, you don't get to see it a lot. I know Decemberists use accordion. And on the Nirvana tour, we would play Jesus Don't Want Me for a Sunbeam, and I would break out the accordion live. And I did on the Unplugged, right?
Yes.
So, you know, so people have seen me on the squeeze box.
I think that's great. That's a nice touch. It sounds really good in the mix, I got to tell you. And how are the shows going? I know you've done a few already, and the shows are going good. You guys are all still getting along?
Oh, yeah, we get along great. You know, it's just like we're just having as much fun as possible. And I speak for myself from where I've been. You know, it's just all about just making music and having fun. And, you know, I meet a lot of fans on the road. There's still a lot of people out there. So, oh, God, I do the selfies and the autographs and
good
all
for
that.
You.
And so, yeah, and so I'm really grateful because it could be the other way around where I couldn't get arrested, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, you handle it well. I've seen the way you react with the crowds and stuff like that. And your fans love you, and it's because you reach out to them. You actually will talk to some people and stuff like that. It's great to see. It's refreshing.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
It's the truth, man.
Again, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for so many things.
What's the last concert you actually went to as a fan to go see a show?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
Do you even get to do that anymore?
You know, I don't go a lot of shows because then I get like have to do all these selfies and things.
Yeah, you can't go undercover.
Yeah, I can't go undercover, so I really don't go to a lot of shows.
You stick out in the crowd. That's gotta hurt because I know you're a fan of music and I know you used to like going to shows.
Yeah, I know. And I get, you know, I've been doing so many shows lately, but I'll go to like Foo Fighter shows.
Yeah.
Because I go see Dave. And,
yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
But you don't have to stand in the crowd for those.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
It's like, heckling. I'm heckling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good one, Dave. Sure, yeah.
I appreciate you taking the time today, man. I cannot wait to see your gig coming up here on October the 2nd. And you got a date in Portland, too, the night before, Monday the 1st, at Mississippi Studios. Another great spot.
Right.
And then you guys are headed to Slim's in San Francisco on the 4th.
Yeah, that's it. And then the big Cal Jam. So we're going down the West Coast. So come by and see us, all you wonderful KNRQ listeners.
We will
and
do that.
It's a good night. It's an affordable ticket, family wage prices. So it's at the Wow Hall,
yes,
which is a great place. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, so are we, Chris. I appreciate you being on the show today. We'll see you out there on October the 2nd, and have a safe travel down here, man.
Thanks, Al, and thank you for all the kind words.
Hey, anytime. Have yourself a fine day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.